This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. Key West has seen a lot of hurricanes over the years, but it hasn't had a direct hit since 1919. A lot of locals attribute that to a grotto built by a nun almost a century ago, and are hoping it will hold true in Hurricane Irma. All week, in the middle of storm prep and evacuation plans, there's been a steady stream of people making one last stop in Key West. They're lighting candles at the Our Lady of Lourdes Grotto. It's next to the Basilica of St. Mary Star of the Sea, Key West's Catholic Church. One of those was Emil Lavash. He says he prays at the grotto often and hopes it will protect Key West.
If it's God's will, you got to remember the end of one of our main prayers, "Thy will be done."
Lavash is 88 years old and retired from the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. He still volunteers, though, and he was wearing his uniform Friday. And he's not leaving the Keys. He's staying with his son and daughter-in-law.
If it's God's will, he'll protect us. If there's some other reason that he has, we might see some hardships.
The grotto was built in 1922, after a nun who lived on the island saw the devastation from major storms and sought protection from the Virgin Mary. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.